Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you very much. What about Mr. Graham Zusi? Do you appreciate him, Nabu Katie?
Always. Always.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
You know, it must have been a hell of a call of the match this weekend. Nate, have you heard Nate's voice? He's struggling. You guys put so much into it, and I know you're sore and your body can get beaten and battered, but did you realize Nate put so much into the call of the game that he could barely talk today? It's very uncomfortable to listen to.
Really? Well, it's the first hot game of the year, so sometimes that'll happen.
See? But you appreciate that kind
of
effort, don't you?
I'm not quite used to it yet.
You're out there playing your ass off, and he's up there giving everything he's got to you guys.
I always appreciate Nate and his willingness to go the extra mile.
You see that? Now, do you feel? Right? Now, did your voice feel better now?
Well, I mean, my spirit feels better.
There.
About that.
There you go.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Graham, after I know you had to get subbed off in that game with what we were told was a thigh injury, I believe, at the time.
Yeah. A bit unfortunate. And I was actually feeling really, really good going into that game, and throughout the first half felt great as well. And sometimes these things are just random, and it's a bit frustrating, but luckily it's not a serious one. Hoping I can make this thing turn around pretty quickly and be back quick. So frustrating, but these things happen, and we'll get going and hopefully turn around quick.
So, Graham, in the last segment, we were talking about what was probably the biggest story in the world of soccer over the weekend, and it happened just hours before you guys took the field with Christian Eriksen, the star player for Denmark, collapsing on the field in their Euro game. And I told the story a second ago that, you know, Jacob Peterson and I were up in the press box getting ready for our game, and we were watching it, and we couldn't help but just stop everything we were doing and watch the coverage because it was so terrible and terrifying and all that. Were you guys as players aware of what had happened? When did you learn about all that?
Yeah, I was watching it live, actually. I think I was just getting dressed and had the game on while I was getting ready to head out to the stadium, and kind of similar situation for me as well. Saw what happened, and it's just like everything stops. It's just a horrific scene to watch, very difficult to watch, and kind of everything just stopped, and you just try to send all the positivity to him and to his family, nothing matters at that point other than the health of that player. So just a difficult scene to watch leading up to our game, but I'm thrilled to hear that he's continued to be in a stable condition, and really hope that he can make a full recovery.
So for us, I mean, it kind of left this weird feeling at the start of the game, just broadcasting it, because there's this perspective now that just completely different, and how much we are playing a soccer game here, right? And I'm just curious, like, it had to have been the conversation in the locker room and you and all the guys and everything. Were you able to, once you guys got out there to play, just set that all aside and focus on the game? I know it was on the other side of the planet, but it's the sport you play, and it's soccer as a community and all that. Or was that still on the minds of some of the guys, you think, when you guys go out there to play?
I think it definitely was. I know it was for me. There's obviously we love the sport that we play, but there's definitely something bigger than sport out there, and I think that this was very much a situation where people were realizing that and thinking that. So what was great to hear before we went out for warm-ups and everything was to see the news that he had got to a stable place. So I think that was a huge relief for the players and everyone in the world watching. So, but yeah, I mean, it certainly, you know, when it happened in the minutes and hours afterwards, it's this weird kind of deflating feeling, and you do start thinking of the perspective or putting things in perspective going into a game.
We're visiting with Graham Zusi, and then you guys, by the way, the game you played was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the hottest time of the day, not a cloud in the sky, and the sun is beating down on the players the whole time. And in a sport like soccer where you're running, you're already expelling this like tremendous amount of energy. Can you describe what it's like playing a game in those conditions?
It can be brutal. It really can be. It's never easy to play in those conditions. What we try to, we try to have a mentality going into those kind of games where we have a ton of faith in our style of play, and in that style, a lot of times we have majority of possession. We're driving the tempo of the game, and we really feel that if and when we do that, we can sustain that higher energy longer than the other team. So I think going into this game, we understood what the conditions were going to be like. We haven't had a too long of training in this weather yet to get fully acclimated to it. So we knew it was going to be a grind of a game. And we just thought that, with the way that we played, that we do play, it can be to our benefit, really. So I think that's got to be the mentality of us moving forward as well, because, this isn't going to be the only hot game that we play. This is just the tip of the iceberg for the weather in Kansas City. So I think if we can continue to play the way that we do, it's only going to benefit us in terms of results.
There's other clubs that play in heat, but I feel like what always separates Kansas City is the freaking humidity. Is that the difference? Like when you're playing in Kansas City on a regular basis, and you got a team that comes in here, the heat's one thing, but the humidity, man, that can make you feel like you can't even get your breath.
Yeah, the combination of the two is absolutely brutal. You always pray that you get the Seattles and the Portlands coming to Kansas City in the dead of summer. Those games always end up being pretty fun for us. The combination of that heat and humidity it absolutely zaps the energy from you, and if we're lucky to get a team who's not used to that kind of stuff, it can be quite a one-sided game.
We're visiting with Graham Zusi. So Graham, in this game, you guys, it was kind of a deja vu situation. Give up a goal in the first half and find yourselves trailing, and then dominate. And you were really dominating even before you gave up the goal, which is kind of common as well. And then you scored the goal. I think the only surprising part was that the second goal didn't come, because it seems like that's what you guys have done every time this year. But you do get another point from a trailing position. I think we could take it from two angles. Obviously, the good side is it's clear that you guys do not get discouraged when you give up a goal in the first half, and you know that you can come back and score and win. So let's start with that positive side. How does that mentality develop? And I guess, you know, how important is that to already know that about yourselves this early in the season?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it goes with the confidence that we have in our style of play. And also that we've, like you said, we've proven that we can fight back from being behind. So obviously that's not a spot we want to continue to be in throughout the season. And I feel that we won't be. We can sort out some of these little details that'll keep us from going down. But we absolutely don't get discouraged when that happens. And it's the only thing I can say is it's because of how confident and how much faith we have in how we play. Because the amount of chances that we're continuing to create is fantastic. Their goalkeeper had a really good game. You can't take anything away from him in that game. He was really good. So, you know, in a regular game, you know, maybe one, two, three more goals go in, and we're not having this discussion. So, can't take it away from his performance, but you know, we need to just continue to create these high quality chances going forward, and continue to typically put those away. So I'm not worried about, you know, conceding those goals first. We can certainly be better as a team to minimize that happening, but just the way that we're playing right now and scoring goals, creating chances, keeping the ball, playing our style, I think teams are going to just have that in the back of their mind going into the game. So it's a bit of a psychological tool for us as well, that they know that they're going to be in for a long game, that we're going to be, you know, pushing the tempo of the game, having the ball for the majority of the game as well. So I think teams are starting to understand what we're about, and that's got to be something going into a game that can be psychologically beneficial for us.
You mentioned that you like to get teams like Portland in here in the middle of the summer and have them battle the heat. What are the challenges of going up to Portland like you will be on Saturday night for a nice late 9:30 Central start time?
Yeah, playing in Portland's a lot of fun, actually. For one, the weather is just, like, typically perfect for playing soccer. You can run all day up there. And then the atmosphere that they always create at their park is a blast as well. You know, Deer missed a save. If I didn't give their fans some credit as well. So another fun place to play. And historically, we've had success there as well. So anytime that you can get some points on the road is huge, and especially against teams from your conference. So looking forward to getting up there and continuing you know, playing the way we do. And because I promise you that won't change. We I think what's great about this team is that we can play that style home and away. So I think we're looking forward to trying to get back into that winning column again.
All right, Graham, well, I'll get this voice better, you get that thigh better, and we'll go after Portland on Saturday. How's that sound?
Sounds good, Nate.
Good talking to you, buddy.
You too. See you guys.
That is Graham Zusi from Sporting Kansas City. What's more important, his thigh or your voice?
His thigh.
Right.
Big time.
What do you recommend for an injured thigh, Jake, with all of your remedies and suggestions?
Lots of water and stretching.
You don't have some kind of magic potion or some kind of cream or...
I'm a BioFreeze guy.
Yeah, are you? What would you recommend for his voice?
Some coat throat.
Yeah.
Throat coat.
Is that what you want?
Yep.
Where do you get that at?
I don't know. My wife buys the
Is
tea
it all
in our
natural? Here's what we're going to do. We're playing a little game. We're playing a game called Steven Knows Nate Has to Go to the Bathroom, So I'm Not Going to Break.
Oh, I've been squirming around like crazy. Around. Dude, you are putting
and
me
he's
in
trying,
a very
he's,
bad
he's trying to end the segment.
He's just
going to
get up and
no.
leave.
No, Mr. Soccer Talk.
Should I move on to the library?
You want to talk soccer all the time? Now you're going to talk soccer as long as I want to talk soccer. Huh? Look at him. He might not be able to get it. He's clutching
right now.
The armrest of the chair. He's clutching it. How long have you had to go?
Since before the last commercial break. I got ready to go last commercial break, and Jake goes, you got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I can't. That's not going to work.
Quick break.
Schedule that poop outside the hours
Hold
of 6
it,
until
boy.
10.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish my body
Play a song. Play,
yeah, I'm going.
Play the, no, play the sound of someone pooping. Do something. Oh, he's leaving. Come on. You got to hold it.
I can't.
He's gone. You know how long I knew about that? Since the last commercial break when he ran out there, just like he said. He said, you only got 2 minutes. And he was like, oh, his.
If he ran out there and said, God, it hurt so bad.
Let me tell you something. If you would have seen his voice, his face when he came back in, when he said, you only got 90 seconds. He goes, I don't have time.
Nope.
And so he sits down and he's talking to Zeusie. And there's never, ever been a time when he's trying to cut off a soccer segment. And after that last question, the green goes like, oh, I'm done. I said, no, we're not. I'm going to ask you another question. And then I'm going to follow it up. And then we're going to discuss this interview after Graham gets off the phone.
Now Lee Zach's getting mad at us.
Yeah, Gary, I love you. I'm sorry, but this, we're trying to teach Nate a lesson.
What's that lesson?
I don't know.
Self-control?
Something.
I don't know.
I feel like he's going to benefit from this. Discipline.
Well, you know what? I get it. If it like happened like maybe once a month, it's like almost a daily occurrence.
Do you understand that we're trying to make him better?
That was my biggest fear playing soccer. So I'd like
What's
be I having to poop in the middle of a game. So
oh,
I'd
yeah?
make sure for almost 3 hours. I mean, by the time you go in for warm ups, you know.
Try thinking about not pooping during a fight and then someone punching you.
Nah, I'm good.
Right. I just
but
have to make
you
sure.
You know, 48 minutes, you know, maybe, you know.
I don't care if it's 1 minute. You took the right shot in the wrong spot. Then
well, my point being is I make sure I had nothing in my, like, I ate, like, I didn't eat for hours and hours and hours
yeah.
before my game.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, that would have happened. We'll take a break. We got Gary Lezak next. We don't know if Nate will come back or not. Back after this on WHB.